what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
It's a Tuesday edition of the Coach's Corner. Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. Today we are going to talk junior college soccer. Now, we have hit those dog days of summer. Not a lot going on the local sports front, but before you know it, we're going to be into the fall sports season. Middle of August, early August, the athletes need to report to USU Eastern in the middle of August. Fall sports will be off and rolling. Joining us right now in studio to talk a bit about the changes happening within the USU Eastern soccer program, we have longtime coach Ammon Bennett and also assistant coach Jared Woodhouse. Guys, I really appreciate you taking out the time to come by today. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Definitely. Coach Bennett, we'll start with you. I know that there was some exciting news that came out a little while ago. You are now just going to be the head coach of the girls' soccer program, oversee soccer in general, but Coach Woodhouse will take over the men's program.
Yeah, I mean, for 20 years, I've coached men's and women's or been over both of those. And I'm excited just to do one program. Free up a lot of time. It'll be good for the college too. You know, Jared has more or less run the men's team as far as the practices and that type of stuff probably the last couple of years. But even if I had that title as far as on my name as a head men's coach, there's just things that you have to do and involved in. And I'm just glad to not have that. And the program, it's good for the program to split that. It'll give us a little bit more legitimacy when it comes for the athlete and just overall as a program.
Before we talk to Coach Woodhouse and get to know him a little bit, what was it that stood out to you about Coach Woodhouse that made you say, okay, you know what, the program will be in good hands? Because I remember talking to you 5-6 years ago when you came, and we talked about starting up a program, the difficulties to go along with it. So what was it that gained your trust from Coach Woodhouse to say, yes, this is the right guy for the job?
Well, super smart, very organized, understands the game really well, has a definite plan as far as what he wants a team to do. Beyond that, man of integrity, honesty, so many things as far as the package of being a college coach. I mean, I've been doing this 20 years, and I've had lots of assistants and lots of people work with me who might know the game really, really well, but they might lack in some other areas. And I think he just brings the whole package on what a college coach needs to be. Beyond any of that, very dedicated, very passionate, loves the game, understands it, student of it, still studies it. When there's a game on TV, he probably finds himself more watching the strategy of the game rather than, I'm watching a game because my favorite player is playing. He just brings a lot to the table when it comes to what it's going to take to be a college coach.
Well, let's talk to Coach Woodhouse. Jared Woodhouse, again, the new men's soccer coach for USU Eastern. Coach, you and I were talking a bit off of the cuff before we hopped on the air, and I got to know you a little bit. You played your high school ball at Snow Canyon and Orem High School. Obviously, people in the Castle Country, they'll be well familiar with those two programs.
Yeah. Yep.
And then after that, you moved on to Dixie, where you played for a couple of seasons.
Yep, a couple of seasons, then served a LDS mission and came home and then decided to focus on school after that, so...
Before your time at USU Eastern, as far as your coaching experience goes, you were coaching club ball, correct?
Yes. Yep, up in northern Nevada before I moved here to Price.
So you moved to Price, USU Eastern starts up the soccer program. I mean, I'm sure instantly that kind of just clicked, right? Okay, this is something I'd be interested in doing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I was doing physical therapy interventions here at Pinnacle Nursing and Rehabilitation, and I was actually thinking about taking my family to Southern Utah. I had an offer to do jump with a clinic down in do physical therapy down in St. George, and then I saw the ad in the paper. My wife showed it to me and said, "Would you be interested?" And I'm like, "Absolutely!" So I applied, and I didn't obviously become the head coach, but met with Ammon, and he thankfully gave me an opportunity. I'd never coached college ball. I had coached club for years, but never done the college thing, so I was excited for the opportunity.
What's been the biggest eye-opening experience for you as a JUCO coach? Because I know it's so much different than any other world. I mean, being a four-year college coach, there's so much more that goes into being a JUCO coach. There's so much more difficulty, I guess you could say. And even, I guess, if you compare high school, what's been the biggest eye-opener?
I think probably the difficulty in saying goodbye to kids after 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of kids that have come in that are now have moved on to either D2 or D1 schools, and seeing them leave is really hard, because we realize that if we had them for 2 more years, the not just the success that we would be able to have, but we'd be able to have good kids, you know, and see them grow and develop, not just as players, but as men or women and as students. It's kind of sad after 2 years. It's so quick. They're here so short a time. It's difficult to see them go. So
again, we're being joined right now by Coach Ammon Bennett and also Coach Jared Woodhouse of the USU Eastern Soccer Program. We'll go back over to Coach Bennett here for a moment. Coach, we're going into year 6 of this program. I know things have changed up a little bit now, having a conference and having a couple of schools within the state that we have to recruit against. But the women's program has been very successful over the past, 5 or 6 years. I was talking to Coach Woodhouse about some of the difficulties of recruiting against a Salt Lake or a Snow College. How did the offseason go for the girls' program?
Well, like I said, the time that I've had, which is, in my opinion, really helped with the recruiting. In the past, when you're trying to recruit the men's player and the women's player at the same time, plus we also had a JV program on the men's side before, so we
sure.
had, 70, 80, 90, even this last year, we had 100 kids walking around the campus that had come to the school for soccer. So it's allowed me to spend more time focusing on the one group. On the women's side, the conference is extremely tough. Jared alluded to the recruiting, when you're out there and all of a sudden you're after a particular kid because they're really good. Well, you're now up against Salt Lake and Snow, who are probably recruiting that same kid. And we've had a few kids this year. We've gotten lucky on a few kids that both of those other programs wanted, but because I've had the time to really work on them, make a few more phone calls, go and visit with them, see a few more games, that's helped in getting those kids to come this way. Most of those kids, when they see this campus and the area, really fall in love with it. So just having the time to be able to do that has made a big, big difference.
Jared had told me off the cuff that he didn't necessarily have a whole lot of experience recruiting. So as a coach, if you're trying to teach someone how to recruit, I mean, what's the first step?
Learn to accept rejection.
Yeah. Yeah.
If people are going to tell you, for every 100 people you talk to, there's going to be, there's going to be 99 of them that are going to say, I'm not interested. And just got to learn to move on to the next kid. It's a constant thing. You have to do it all the time. If you take months off and you're not contacting or sending emails or going and seeing people, that's time that somebody else is doing that. So even like right now, I have a list in my office of probably 30, 40 girls' names for 2020. We have 4 or 5 girls who have said, I'm going to come and play for you. So November 1st, when we can sign them, we'll have 4 or 5 signed for 2020. So you're just always having to stay ahead of it. I guess I've always looked at it as if I can make so many contacts per week, or have so many kids per week tell me, yeah, I'm still interested, then that's how we stay ahead of it. It's just something you have to constantly be doing. I know Jared, he'd expressed to me a few days ago that he was frustrated because some kids were going to Salt Lake and Snow that he really wanted. And he can definitely identify the talent, and he does, but that's just part of it. You every kid that you really want, someone else might get them. I've even had those. You sign a kid that's really great, and they're coming to your junior college, and all of a sudden some D1 school sees them, and they don't care about you. They're going to sign that kid and get him to play. So you deal with that frustration. So I'm in the anticipation point of November 1st still isn't here yet. Until they sign that letter, I could lose some of these kids, or
sure,
they could change their mind. But always doing it, that's how you stay ahead of it.
Coach Woodhouse, now that you have a program, what do you look for in a kid? Because I'm sure what you look for is a little bit different than what Coach Bennett looks for, even though you've been around him for so long. So, when you look for a kid to fill exactly what you're looking to fill, what's that first criteria that you look at a kid and say, okay, this kid's right for us?
Oh, that's kind of a hard question, because obviously you can just look at talent.
Sure.
But you can't at the junior college level only look at talent, because as far as you'll be watching the kid, you know, and you'll see, well, this kid has potential. He's very talented, but he needs to grow in this area. At the junior college level, they really, really don't have time to grow in that area if you need them to make an immediate impact. So you're looking for a kid that has fallen through the cracks. You're looking for a diamond in the rough, literally, every time you're stepping out on the field, because you're watching kids that, you know, well, this kid's talking to Westminster, this kid's talking to UVU, or a couple of them are talking to other schools in the Midwest, and it becomes a, you know, where's the diamond in the rough? Where's the kid that's maybe being left behind when all the other schools are looking at him? Where's that kid? And we've found a couple throughout the last 5 years. We've found a lot of diamonds in the rough. But then you also have to find a kid who's willing to come in and understand that they're not the best player in the world, that they're not a professional athlete yet, that they need to still work hard. And so they have to, you have to try and find a kid who's humble enough to want to work hard. If not, then you run into a situation like we had last year, probably the most overall talented team that we had in the last 5 years on the men's side, and had the worst record coming out of the season, because we had a bunch of kids that were incredibly talented but lacked the desire, the intrinsic desire to work hard during practice. They wanted to win games, but they only wanted to show up for games, and that's never going to work.
Oh, we'll jump back over to Coach Bennett. Coach, I know as we get into the middle of the summer, or towards the middle of June, however you want to view it, the soccer season is not that far away. I mean, we're less than 2 months away from the beginning of the season. Early August, kids are going to report. Middle of August, you guys will be off and running.
Yeah, six, seven weeks away. You know, a lot of our, you know, they're through the summer, they have a summer workout that we encourage them to make sure they come in shape. You know, Jared again said something that's so important. The season's short. If a kid comes in and they're playing junior college soccer for a variety of reasons, sometimes it's they're lacking something. Sometimes for Utah, it's kids, they just don't want to move far away from home. But either way, they don't have a lot of time. So if they come in out of shape, they could be a talented kid. But because somebody's in shape, they could find themselves at the end of the bench. So, yeah, we get going 1st of August and... A lot of assessing fitness, technical, tactical. What can they, can't they do, and then get rolling. They're literally here 2 weeks, and we play a game August 22nd. So, you know, on the women's side, we'll have 28 girls on the team, with 14 of them being new. And so those 14 players might be very talented, but now all of a sudden we're asking them, hey, everything you've learned, great. But now when I say it this way, I need you to do it this way. And so we ask them to be very, very coachable and really want them to buy in real quick. The longer it takes them to do that, you know, you could struggle with lots of different things, your shape, your style, your idea. So, yeah, they don't have a lot of time like we don't. But hopefully we have a good enough plan that when they get here, we can get them as best we can on the same page right away.
Well, I know we'll be talking again, Coach, relatively soon, especially with the season right around the corner. Coach Ammon Bennett, Coach Jared Woodhouse, I really appreciate both of you stopping by today. Coach, it was a pleasure to meet you, and I look forward to more conversations.
Same. Thanks. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Again, that's USU Eastern Women's Soccer Coach Ammon Bennett, Men's Soccer Coach Jared Woodhouse. The season will get underway August 15th. That's when the first scrimmage will take place for USU Eastern's women's squad. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. We'll talk NBA basketball just a couple of days away from the draft. And also earlier today, Utah Jazz forward Royce O'Neal made a stop to Carbon County and also Emory County. I had the opportunity to talk with him for a moment. We'll get to that interview as well. It's all coming up on this Tuesday edition of Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Farm Studios on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.